Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. She responds to Luv Nishmas Ambiak Shom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf from base. The more on the top of Mudalev brings the drosha is Savia hi Mechalelis. The drosha is that if a Upas Koyin is Mezano, she causes Chilu to her father, Shima Noagim Bo Koydish Noagim Bo Choyl, Kovoid Noagim Bo Bizoyin, Omum Oru Shazu Yolad, Oru Shazu Gidel. He's cursed that he had such a child. And the Gemara goes on and says, "Omavashi keman karino rishio barishio vafilu rishio bar tzadiko." You have a child who's a rasha. You'll say he's a rasha, son of a rasha, even though the father is a tzaddik. Keman kaitano like this tano. The Mordechai over here in the on this daf, he brings that if a kohen has a daughter that was either meimer das, she left the religion, or zinso, so then we don't have to give him the kovod of getting his first aliyah and getting the Birkas Hamazon. And so brings the Ramah in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Kof Ches. He brings the losh of this Mordechai because the bitzat ki avia is imechalelas. The Mogen Avraham on the spot says that the only time we say avia is mechalelas is only legabe znus, not legabe avodah zarah. And we see that from our sugya, that a daughter of a Kohen who was Mezane, she gets Tzreifa. According to Abshimon, Tzreifa is Chamura. If she did have a Dezara, she doesn't get Tzreifa, she gets Skilo. According to Abshimon, that's less than Tzreifa. Why? Because the idea of Mechalelis, you have only Baznus. And he brings the Gemara in Ksuvas that tells us that when we kill a daughter, is because we say, Kru'u Gidulim Shigidaltim. Look what you raised. And Mashmah, it's specifically for the Aveira of Znos. Says the Magen Avraham, even though the Mordechai mentioned Himir Dato, which means he stopped keeping mitzvahs, says the Magen Avraham, that's because someone who's Mimir Das, she's probably also doing Znos. But the main reason we do the idea of Esavia Mechaleles applies to Znos only. And I saw the Rav David Mann, Zechetzat Livracho, on the Sefer Di Be'er. He says, Dover Niflo Moit. He asks, what's the pshat that chilul, the idea of chilul, the word chilul, we find in our Gemara, where it brings in two things. You have chilul Shabbos, and you have chilul of Znus. The Gemara even has a havam, you know, the daughter of a kohen maybe get punished for chilul Shabbos, because it's also called chilul. The Gemara says it's only Znus. The only two avers you call it chilul is only by Znus and Shabbos. Why? So he explains, Dover Niflamoid, he says, that the idea of chilul is when you come and you play with together. A person naturally has a fence around him. He's shomer. He's covered. He's guarded in a certain place. When he goes and he breaks the fence, that's called chilul. And he brings the lashon, even umos ha'olam, Rashi brings in Chumash, godru atzmo min ha'arayos. They fence themselves from ha'arayos. Naturally, a person has a tendency that he knows ha'arayos is wrong, so he puts a fence, he puts a gadir, puts a chayim, puts a wall to stop it. And he quotes the Gemara that we had earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says, Eish ben ha'arayos, atoyra yid aleinu suga b'shushanim. We have a fence of roses in order for a person not to be with his wife when she's nida. Because the idea of all the arayas, of all the znus, is that you have a fence, you have a natural fence that stops you. And then when a person goes and does that avera, except the fact that he's doing an avera, he's penetrating, he's breaking out a fence. And that's what's unique about a kohen. The kohanim, they belong to Gdusha. The kohanim are fenced in. The kohanim, they belong to a higher place. Their fence is supposed to be even more protective. And when a daughter of a kohen goes and breaks the fence, and then she says, chilul shayach for znus and shayach for Shabbos. Shabbos is also something which is fenced in. When a person goes and breaks that, it's not just tam and aveiro. It's that he's going in, penetrating, breaking down the fence. And that's something unique to znus. But znus, there's a taina, there's a claim against the father. If the father it was mechanech his children, they would know how to still keep the fence around. And if a daughter's mezane, that's an edus, that testimony, that there was a problem here in the chinuch of the father, that the father did not give her enough education to know that you can't break this fence. I'll just add to here, the Dvarim Noroim, that the Vilna Gaon wrote in his Igeres HaGro to his wife. when the Gra was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a letter to his wife with different instructions. And one of the things he said, don't have mercy on the kids in terms of chinuch. You have to educate them. Says because if the children, chas v'shalom, are doing something wrong, it's going to be busha v'tzar and bizoyan olam haba for the parents. And he quotes our Gemara. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Oilum Chelak Aleph Perek Tzayin, he brings this Gra. He wants to say if someone chas v'shalom, his children went l'tarbus ra, so he seemingly doesn't have, he's worse than someone has, doesn't have children at all. Because the children cause him to look bad, to have a shame by himself. And he says the Eitzah is for this person to support Moisdas of Torah, to create his new children, that they will give him his chus for Olam Haba. And although the Gra and the Igeres doesn't speak specifically about Znos, he speaks about any other Averis, but we're learning from the Magen Avraham over here, that specifically is Negea to the Avera of Znos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshavah@gmail.com.